We're continuing with Eicha. We're up to the second chapter, the 19th pasuk. Kumi roni valayla lerosh ashmurot shifchi chamayim libeich nochach pnei Adonai. Yirmiyahu turns to the Jewish people and says, get up and lament at night. Get up, lirosh ashmurot. The night is dividing into the different watchings. Everyone knows in the army and in the armies in the heavens above, there are guards that shift their posts. And from this pasuk, we learn the importance that those are the times when there's abundant mercy from above. That's why Yirmiyahu says, L'rosh HaShmurot, the original version of Tikkun Chatzot was Tikkun HaShmurot. That portion of the night is divided into thirds, the first third, second third, third third. When the watchings are changed, when there's the changing of the guard, that's the time to pray, to weep before the Creator. Pour out your heart like water opposite Hashem, who is the Master of the world. Se'i elav kapayich al nefesh olalayich ha'atufim b'ra'av b'rosh kol chutzot. Raise your hands to him. Se'i elav kapayich al nefesh olalayich, over the life of your young babies that are bent over in hunger in all the marketplaces. Berosh kol chutzot. Now this pasuk we read with the simple interpretation. Chazal tell us, kumi roni valayla, teaches us the secret to our success, the secret to our continued survival in the exile. Kumi roni valayla. Get up and sing at night. What song should we be singing? We should be singing the Mishnayos. Nighttime is a time for learning Mishnayos. The Targum and the traditional understanding is we learn it from this pasuk. Say the words of the Torah opposite Hashem. Because if you straighten out your heart like water, you throw out you express your tshuva and pray in shul, that's opposite Hashem. Hashem is, so to speak, represented in the shul. So here we have singing the Mishnah, singing the Torah, doing tshuva, going to shul. That's the secret to our survival in Chutz Laretz. And at night, that's usually when people are home, that's when people can afford to learn. And on a Kabbalistic level, that's a special segula. This Kabbalistic concept is paskened in Shulchan Aruch, that the time for learning Torah is at night times. The Talmud asks, why did God create nights? The Talmud answers, to learn Torah. The nights are here to learn Torah. So obviously you also have to sleep. But there's a time where you can't work. So you can't work, and what should you be doing other than sleeping? Learning Torah. And it's also paskened in Shulchan Aruch, any house that doesn't have the sound of Torah going through it at night is going to get burnt down. So this idea is repeated in many different fronts, the idea that we should learn Torah at nights at home. Se'i eilav kapayich. Raise your hands to Hashem in prayer over your children. And here we go back to the pshat, the children that are bent over in hunger. Yes.
Wrote this before this actually,
correct,
which is amazing because they had food for 21 years. And you obviously saw that they were needed for
it. So that's if you're applying the pasuk to the second temple. That whole story that you're saying was in the second temple. Re'e Adonai vehabita lemi olaltako. Look, Hashem, look down from heaven. Take note. Who have you done this to? Im tochalna nashim piyam olelei tipuchim. see if you've done this to whom? To the daughters of Israel who eat the fruit of their stomachs, their own children, the children that they used to wrap up in the finest cloths. And when Yirmiyahu reached this point, a heavenly voice came out and answered him, "You're asking me, im tochalna, if it's come to the point where women eat their own fruits, meaning their own children, the children that they wrapped so caringly." And so the heavenly voice came back and answered, "Im yehareg v'mikdash Adonai kohen v'navi." I can also ask you if it's come to this, Hashem says. If it's come to a point where you have Zechariah, who was both the Kohen Gadol, and he was also the Navi, and he was murdered in cold blood on the temple floor. So that's the heavenly voice answering them. They came to appoint Yoash as an idol, to make Yoash the child a king. Yoash decided, there were a number of years where Ataliah murdered all the seed of David HaMelech to ensure no one would challenge her reign of the throne. And the Kohen hit him over the Holy of Holies in a secret room there. And so that went to Yoash's head later. And Yoash figured, wow, I must be a god if I could live up there. And he appointed himself a god. And in walked Zechariah ben Iddo and said, "Ridiculous. You having people bow to you?" And so Yoash had him slain on the spot, there in the temple. And that was Hashem's answer. Shachevu la'aretz chutzot na'al v'zakein betulotai uvachurai nafelu v'charev. Throughout the city, throughout the marketplaces, you see the young, you see the old, you see the virgins, you see the young men. People are strewn about. They're thrown all over, and they've been killed by the sword. Who are these people? These are people who used to sleep on fine silk. These are people who used to sleep on ivory beds. The young men and the young women were killed in the day that Hashem expressed His anger. Haragta biyom apecha, tavachta lo chamalta. Hashem slaughtered, and the term here is slaughter, like animals, and Hashem did not express His mercy. Tikra chayom moed megurai misaviv. You called my enemies from all around. You called my enemies to come and attack and destroy megurai. What is megurai? Megurai could mean those that want to destroy me. Megurai could mean those that I'm scared of. Just as on Pesach, you had Moshe and Aaron gather the people from all around in Pesach to leave, so too Kiyom Moed, just like you knew to gather us when it came time to redeem us, when Moshe and Aaron were taking us out of Mitzrayim. So suddenly all the Jewish people could unite and storm out of Egypt. By the same token, Hashem showed us He also knows how to gather everyone for that day, for the day of the destruction of the temple. Suddenly all the nations knew they could gather together and attack to destroy. Ve'lo haya b'yom af Adonai palit v'sarid. And in the day of Hashem's anger, no one escaped. Asher tipachti v'ribiti oyevi chilam. The children that I was so careful as I brought them up, in came the enemy and wiped them out. annihilated them. The children that were wrapped in the finest cloths, the children that were brought up pampered like princes, those same children were annihilated by the enemy. And that's the conclusion of this perek. So again, we noticed the previous perek ended with Yirmiyahu turning to Hashem and saying, avenge my pain. This perek almost ended that way. He turned to Am Yisrael and said, get up at nights and express yourself. Get up at nights and learn Torah. And he turned to Hashem and says, look, has anyone suffered like us? And then he continues and expresses how, has anyone suffered like us, that you've done this much? Our elders, our youngsters, our children, no one escaped. So this is all an expression, meaning the last three psukim are all one thought. They all go back to Re'ei Hashem V'Abita. Look, Hashem, take note. Who have you done this to? We're your chosen people. How could it be? So Hashem answers, how could it be that they've been so sinful? And Yirmiyahu comes back and says, well, look at how we've suffered. Look at what's befallen us because of your anger against us.